So to conclude chapter 32, discussion on Mukhyarati, and also to begin chapter 33 of Nectar Devotion, which is Gonarati, or the seven secondary rasas. This file, 01, let's sing one song from Gita Mala by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Rupanuga Bhajan Darpan, Song 7. The original root cause of all mellows is Sthayi Bhav, the basis of permanent ecstasy. Rasera Dharajani Tanra Chitta Rasakani Se Chitera Bhashta Bhisheshe Shraddha Nishta Ruchya Sakti Krame Koi Bhava Vyakti Rati Name Tanhara Nirdeshe Rati Name Tanhara Nirdeshe Viruda Viruda Bhav Sarvopari Swaprabhav Prakashiya Loya Nijabhashe Sakalera Dipati Ayashoba Payati Stai Bhava Nama Payarase Mukhya Gona Bedetar Parichoya Dvi Prakar Mukhya Pancha Gona Sapta Tabida Shanta Dasya Sakya Batsalya Madura Sar E Pancha Vratti Mukhya Bida Asya Bhuta Birar Karuna Al Rodrakar Bayanaka Bibatsa Bibede Rati Sapta Goni Hoy Sabha Krishna Bhakti Moy Shobha Paya Rasera Prabhede Shobha Paya Rasera Prabhede. A translation. The heart of one who is a vessel for rasa is just like a reservoir which is filled with this fluid mellow. The specific symptoms of such a rasa-laden heart are that it manifests ecstatic emotions which evolve gradually, first from shraddha, faith, to nishtha, steadiness, ruchi, taste, asakti, attachment, then finally bhav, ecstatic emotion. This is the definition of what is known as rati, or affection, within the realm of the transcendental loving mellow. The constantly flowing undercurrent of all mellows is called sthayi bhav, or permanent ecstasy. It is the primary origin of all mellows, and it is eternally existing in great beauty and splendor. As a fountainhead of rasa, it unites all subordinate mellows and subjugates them under its own control. Thus, sthayi bhav exhibits the topmost manifestation of its own supreme power, which contains many inconceivably contradictory, favorable, and opposing ecstasies. In ascertaining the differences in the various ecstatic loving moods of this permanent ecstasy, sthayi bhav, we see that there are two principal divisions. One, five direct or primary mellows. Two, seven indirect or secondary mellows. The direct mellows are called shanta, dasya, sakya, vatsalya, and madura. Or neutrality, servitude, friendship, parental affection, and conjugal love. The seven indirect mellows, gona Vrati, are known as Hasya, devotional laughing attachment. 2, Adbhuta, devotional attachment fixed in wonder and astonishment. 3, Vira, chivalrous attachment or heroism with charitable and merciful tendencies. Karuna, 4, attachment in compassion with lamentation. 5, Rodra, devotion mixed with anger. 6, Bhayanaka, devotion mixed with fear. And 7, Bibhatsa, attachment which expresses in an abominable way or ghastly. All of these mellows are found in great profusion within the realms of devotional service to Krishna. And these different types of attachments exist eternally as beautiful decorations of the ever-present Stahi Bhav. Thus ends chapter 32 of Nectar of Devotion.